Well, I'm sure that at this time of the day, everybody is excited about hearing about what's happening in the Middle East. So let me tell you before I come to what's happening in the Middle East, the ambassador reminded us that we are celebrating 100 years, and I think that's a very good time to take stock, not just about what's happening in the Middle East, but what's happening to Israel and the Jewish people. And let me say what I believe is the most important challenge that we had in the past and is now secured, and what the most important challenge is that we're facing, and it has to do with the Middle East, but not just with the Middle East. So with your permission, I want to go beyond it. The most important challenge that we have already met is making a people out of the Jewish people. We used to be a people. We have an ancient history of being a people, but for millennia, we were not functioning as a people. We were a potential people. We could have remained some kind of conglomeration of people with an ideology, with a narrative of a people, but without a functioning reality of a people. And the most important objective of Zionism and the most important achievement of the Jewish people in modern times is that we took the potential of the Jewish people and we made it into a Jewish people, and we put it at the top of our priority list, above Jerusalem, above Zion, above trying to get all the national rights that we believe we deserve. And I think that recently we can say we have a functioning Jewish people in the ancient land of the Jewish people. This is something we have already achieved. You're applauding the Jewish people. The Jewish people deserves it. I didn't do it all by myself. The new challenge that we are facing now is not less unique. To maintain, to preserve, to secure, to institutionalize this enormous first achievement in an extremely unfriendly, inhospitable, and very often hostile environment. And this is tremendously difficult because every important environment, and I'll be specific in a moment, that Israel lives in is essentially inhospitable and very often also hostile. Now, we have a lot of experience as the Jewish people trying to meet these challenges in inhospitable environments when we are weak and when we are vulnerable. We were weak and vulnerable for a very long time. Today, we are strong, we are confident, in my case, even arrogant. And the question is, how do we deal with it in the new reality? Not by whining and saying they always didn't like us, they didn't like us today. It's different. We're very strong and very confident, but we have very serious challenges. And let me indicate where I believe the challenges are, because there are three environments that are very deeply inhospitable. The regional environment of the Middle East, the strategic environment, particularly focusing on the United States, and the value environment, particularly focusing on Europe. Let me start with the regional. The Middle East is not only structurally unstable, falling apart, violent, hopeless. The structures in the region are falling apart. The political structures, the social structures, primarily in the Arab world, but not only in the Arab world. Look at other challenges in the region. We have Iran with a barbaric regime, not a barbaric people, a barbaric regime in Iran seeking hegemony in the region. We have Erdoganistan, I no longer call it Turkey. I think there is a new entity of a barbarian at the head of Turkey, a megalomaniac barbarian, very dangerous. Its danger is underestimated, I believe. We have a medieval structure, ISIS, that is trying to undermine even further the structures that are already crumbling. And we have a very aggressive Russian involvement in the area that is also dangerous. So you must admit this is something extremely inhospitable, and it will endure. If anybody believes there can be peace in the Middle East, I would like to take a trip to Disneyland with him, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. This is the Middle East. It's bad, and it's not getting better in the foreseeable future. So this is the environment in the region, the regional environment. The United States is our strategic environment, and it is a pillar for support of Israel. Not so much because the Americans love Israel, they very often do, but something much more fundamental. When America is strong, it is tremendously important from an Israeli point of view, and very positive, and when America is weak, we have a very major problem. And the United States is not in a good state. It is still the indispensable, the only option for a leadership protecting the free world. It is still indispensable when it comes to world order. Any kind of global order can either rest on the United States or have no alternative, and I don't think in the near future we can even consider another alternative, certainly not Europe, but also not China, not any other alternative to the Americans. But it is very deeply polarized inside the United States, if you look both domestically and internationally. When you look at what is happening domestically in the United States, you see a dysfunctional political system. I recently visited the US Congress, and I told my friends there, all my life I was looking for a political system more dysfunctional than the Israeli. Thank you, America. We finally got something that works even worse than our system. And the nation is polarized, and this polarization is not going away. It's only getting worse in recent weeks. And internationally, every enemy of the United States lost respect to the United States to a very large extent, and any enemy of the United States is delighted with what is happening, particularly in the last 8 years when the White House was vacant. And you have a reality throughout the world where a strong America will take a long time to rebuild, primarily because of what we've seen in the last 8 years, but the 8 years before that were also not avil de metzia, to use our own language here. Israel enjoyed, benefited from a strong America, and Israel is paying the price for a weak America, because if America were not weak in the Middle East, things would not have been as bad as they are in the Middle East and beyond the Middle East. So we have a problem. And now with the new president, we have no idea what's going on, because Donald Trump doesn't have any idea what's going on. And since he doesn't know what kind of presidency he will deliver, I think that even we don't have a better crystal ball where we know exactly what is there. So if the most important pillar is in trouble, we have a problem. Our value environment is something that is tremendously important, because Israel is in a very unique situation. Never before in human history, and I'll be delighted if somebody here can correct me, did we have a combination of an open society, sometimes called democracy, but I think the term open society is better, it describes the phenomenon better, that an open society had to live in war, under threat with existential dimensions for generations, for many generations, actually for 140 years. This has never before happened in history. We have nobody to learn from how it functions. And I think we're doing very, very well. On the one hand, we're defending ourselves in a very successful way. On the other hand, not only are we pluralistic and open, we become more pluralistic every decade, and I think it's a tremendous achievement. And we would have loved other comrades in values to appreciate it and to hug us, and we need it because we are alone in the world with this experience. And then the place that has the largest number of democratic open societies